Hi, Nick. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Senate Bill 40 seems straightforward on its surface. Right now, government agencies aren't required to provide public information in a digital format. This bill would say if it's requested, it should be provided digitally. There are some guardrails around that, so not everything would go out. But it has been controversial. Explain what some of the sticking points are and why some groups have concerns about it.
As I understand it, the controversy has surrounded things like metadata, which is kind of all the information that's hidden in a file. Like, take, for example, a Microsoft Word document. It's not just the text on the screen. It's also a lot of background information. Probably the easiest example is the date the file was created, for example. That would be considered metadata. So if somebody is particularly good with computers, would they be able to go into the metadata or previous file versions, for example, and pull information out that would otherwise be protected information even under CORA?
I remember during the hearing in the Senate, people were concerned about privacy, the cost, things like social security numbers, and can that stuff be protected, which advocates say yes, and other people say, well, we're not sure. I want to talk about your particular case. The lawmaker leading this charge is Democratic Senator John Kafalas from Fort Collins, and he says what happened to you is what prompted him to bring this legislation. He tried last year, but it didn't pass.
This whole ball of wax kind of got started with concerns of pay equity across genders at Colorado State University, and so while CSU was kind of sussing through all of that, we also just got curious at the Coloradoan about larger pay issues. And so the first step to kind of us looking at it was to request basically a database of all of their employees and how much they're being paid. CSU said, sure, we have that, and pointed us toward one database they have online, but it didn't have some information we thought would be necessary to the reporting, such as individuals' names. Keep in mind, these are public employees. We pushed back a little bit more, said, no, we need this. And they said, okay, cool, we do have that. Just go to the library. And it's a spiral bound, about 145 pages, pretty clearly an Excel document that somebody just printed off. We wanted that in a digital format so we could actually get in and look at it, run some better analysis than just flipping through a book. And that's when Colorado State University said, no, we don't have to do that. We are adhering to the law by making this public information available in the library in a physical format.
You still analyzed the information. How long did that take?
Basically, I took my cell phone to the library, took a bunch of photos of every single page, then ran that through some programs that would convert images to text. As far as time commitment, I honestly don't like to think about it too much. It'd probably make me depressed. But a lot of time just with Excel going back and cross-checking.
If these records are being made public, but yet they're too difficult to analyze, it sounds like right now there's a lot of things that maybe aren't public after all. Because if you hadn't spent almost a month digging through this and converting everything, you wouldn't have had that information. A lot of people don't have the time or resources to do that.
A little bit of information can be a lot of bit of dangerous, right? So when you have these public entities, like don't want to malign intent or motives or anything of that sort. Having information get out there that is easily accessible, maybe manipulatable by less reputable sources, I could see where those concerns would be. And then also it is a valid concern that maybe some of the smaller municipalities or governments about Colorado, they don't have the staff or maybe the technical expertise to make sure that this protected information remains protected.
I know opponents have said it's not about journalists getting the information. They're worried about a lot of other groups and entities that request public records.
Absolutely. I have a very skewed viewpoint being a journalist, but there are a lot of companies out there that will specifically go after open records so that they can just mine data, whether about competitors or to get a bidding advantage in government contracts. The idea that just journalists use CORA is not accurate at all.
How important is it to your job?
Not to give a blasé answer, but it's very important to my job and just very important, I think, to maintaining the public trust between government entities and public. It could potentially save us a lot of man hours. It could allow us to provide a better window into the way our governments are operating.
Thanks. That was Nick Coltrane, a reporter for the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.